Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. If you do any amount of traveling on airplanes, chances are at some point you're going to want to fall asleep, either because it's a long flight or it's a red eye. And yeah, I do my share of red eyes as I discovered with my when I went to my doctor to have them check my CPAP machine. There was only five nights that out of the year where I didn't use the CPAP machine, and those five nights I was on an airplane flying to some part of the world. So I guess that that's one thing I can't use on an airplane yet. But anyway, the one thing that I've learned to make myself more comfortable to do that is actually to keep my neck upright. And you can use any sort of travel pillow, I guess, to do that. The one that I'm currently using is a memory foam product by Cabot. And it's called the Evolution Pillow. And I know they've got it in all the airports. At least I've seen it, and it works really well. And, I like the fact that it folds up, not as compactly as an inflatable pillow, but it keeps my neck from moving around. And, it's reasonably priced, I suppose. My only complaint about it is that the pillow doesn't really breathe that much. So I always feel my neck always feels hot, but that's just, a problem that I have because pretty much my body is just almost always warm, and too warm, in fact. And so that's the only complaint about it. But I tell you what, it keeps my head up and I sleep a bit better. Now, of course, that doesn't stop other people for trying to figure out how to solve the problem, try to keep the neck up and try to keep your head in place. So there's an article in the Daily Mail talking about essentially a patent, I guess, that for keeping your head upright, or your head up on an airplane. I kind of don't expect that. Maybe we'll see this on an airplane. Who knows? I mean, maybe you'll see it in business class or something, but it's not the thing I would expect to see a whole lot of in coach. And I've often learned when it comes to flying that to assume that about the only thing that's going to function on the airplane is a seat. And sometimes, sometimes the restroom works, just kind of plan accordingly. Right. So just assume that nothing on the airplane works. And if something does work when you get on the airplane or something is there, you'll be surprised and such. And I've been on plenty of planes where they planned a specific specific aircraft type, and then at the last minute they had to make a change. And so things like that happen. Planes get diverted, planes have mechanical failures, whatever. Especially on those long trips, I've had like the in-flight entertainment system that's in the back seat back not actually work. And so I'm in a sense I'm kind of glad I never had to actually rely on that. Occasionally I might use it, but that's just the way I travel. It's just I've learned just not to rely on any of that stuff. And so that's why I have batteries and neck pillows and carry food and water. I'll carry all that stuff with me because I can't rely on any of that stuff necessarily being available. So I guess as I say, I've had my share of sleepy time on airplanes, and keeping your neck upright does help in those situations. Will we see something like that sort of built into planes? I kind of doubt it. Neat idea, I suppose, but just bring a neck pillow and say I've got the one that I use that you can get in any airport pretty much is definitely worth getting. It's comfortable and it pretty much achieves the same result and doesn't require some sort of contraption that who knows. That's the other thing. How are they going to keep that clean? It's probably another issue with something that's built into the airplane like that. So if you're going to sleep on an airplane, something like that helps a lot. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.